Introduction. A few years ago, I was on a search committee for hiring an instructional designer. One of the interview questions was, "Can you describe a time when you managed a complex instructional project from start to finish? What project management tools or methods did you use to keep the project on track? And how did you handle any unexpected challenges?" Surprisingly, most candidates could not answer this question. Their resumes showed impressive experience. Some even had more than 10 years of experience. Yet they couldn't answer that question. That moment made me reflect on my own journey as an instructional designer. I have a decade of experience as an instructional designer for public and private universities, hold a PhD in instructional design and technology, and have taught courses in instructional design. I have also published several papers and delivered many presentations about instructional design at various conferences. Yet despite my extensive experience and expertise, I seldom encounter information about project management and its applicability to instructional design. In fact, it wasn't taught in my master's or doctorate courses at all. Instead, these programs focused on learning theories and instructional technologies. Looking back, it seems like a grave disservice to ignore the program management aspect of instructional design. Fortunately, early in my career, my friend, Dr. Michel Tingeri, who also had great insights, suggested I look into project management. Reluctantly, I did. And it was a game changer. I quickly realized I could use project management principles to streamline my course design processes and improve my outcomes and my working relationships with subject matter experts, SMEs. In fact, project management theories and processes transformed not only how I approached instructional design, but also every other project I tackled. Suddenly, what used to feel overwhelming became manageable. I began to stand out among my peers, and I was finishing instructional design projects ahead of schedule. In his book, What I Wish I Knew Before Becoming an Instructional Designer, Dr. Luke Hobson emphasizes that instructional designers must be able to lead projects effectively. This idea is echoed in numerous research studies, which highlight the growing need for project management skills in the field. Yet despite this, project management is rarely explicitly taught to instructional designers. This book aims to bridge that gap by connecting project management to instructional designers in a practical, accessible way. In this book, you'll discover tools, techniques, and strategies to manage your projects more efficiently and effectively. By integrating project management principles into your design process, you'll be better prepared to navigate challenges, stay organized, and deliver impactful learning experiences. What this book offers. Project management can seem like a vast, complex field, but this book is your guide to navigating it with clarity. Whether you're managing your first instructional design project or looking to refine your approach, this book will help you work smarter and achieve better results. This book is short, practical, and immediately applicable. Each chapter is focused and to the point, with real-world examples to help you put theory into practice. This book delivers two key benefits to help you become an effective and confident instructional designer project manager. First, this book will help you save time and meet your deadlines. Managing instructional design projects can be time-consuming, especially when you're juggling multiple courses and tight timelines. This book provides strategies to streamline your workflow so you can complete your course design projects on time. Second, this book will help you build collaboration skills and navigate challenges more effectively. Project management is as much about working with people as it is about managing tasks. You'll learn to collaborate more effectively with subject matter experts, colleagues, and stakeholders. You'll learn how to foster teamwork and manage yourself and others to ensure that your projects run smoothly. You'll want to refer to this book often, especially when you're first learning to apply project management principles to your work. It offers actionable advice that will help you refine your processes and spark new ideas. This book is divided into two parts. Part 1 highlights common challenges and the unpredictable nature of instructional design projects. It also explores ways to use psychology to manage the interpersonal aspects of your projects, navigate relationships, and resolve conflicts because, yes, there will be conflicts. Part 2 focuses on integrating project management strategies into instructional design. To bring these strategies to life, you'll meet Bob, a faculty member who's recently been promoted to a supervisory position on an instructional design team. Through Bob's journey, you'll encounter relatable scenarios and see the practical applications of project management principles as they pertain to instructional design. This engaging narrative will help you see how the tools and techniques of project management can be seamlessly integrated into your work. This book is for anyone involved in instructional design, whether you're a student preparing to enter the field, a new instructional designer building foundational skills, or a seasoned professional looking to refresh your approach. This guide offers tools and strategies that will help you. While many of the examples in this book come from university settings, the principles are relevant across various settings, including corporate training, government, nonprofit, and K-12 education. Whether you're managing projects, collaborating with SMEs, or leading course development initiatives, this book will help you streamline your processes, stay organized, and get projects done with less stress. Companion templates and resources can be found at www.idnpm.net.